is going on in here?
Nothing, Jeffy. Everything's fine. I feel great.
Well, whatever you had, you gave it to the doctor.
I guess you could say it was transferable.
And he forgot to give me his bill.
Oh.
Well, I'm glad everything's okay now, Stu. See you later. Dinner will be ready soon.
Okay, Jeffy. Thanks a lot.
Oh, boy.
See, Stu? You like the new Oscar Malloy. I'll be able to get you out of trouble.
Malloy, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have been in trouble.
Watch it, Shorty.
Listen, you shrimp.
Stu, I am now 3 inches taller than you.
Yeah, well, listen, you transparent testicle. The less I see of you, the less trouble I'll be in.
Well, since I am transparent, you will be seeing less of me.
But I'm sure the trouble will increase immensely.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Here's your dinner, Stu. I'll be right back.
Okay, thanks, Jeffy. Wow, fried chicken!
Oh, boy, fried chicken!
Hey, that's my dinner! Give me that!
Oh, what, Stu?
Nothing.
Wow, that was fast. You sure devoured that chicken in a hurry. You really must have been hungry. Well, that's it until breakfast. We don't want to overdo it while you're recovering.
But, Jeffy, come back here! Jeffy!
Delicious chicken, Stu.
Oh, boy, this is going to be a hell of a life. The part of Dr. Hein Yonkel was played by M Squared. This is Stu Funphone speaking. Number 97.
Again.
Oscar's return. Last week on Fun Phone.
Stu says that you stink, and you're not gonna get a job with us.
Yeah, is that so?
Well,
is that what you said, Stuart?
Well, I...
Okay, all right, Shoes. You've had it. All you joints have had it.
What do you mean, sir?
It's completely obvious that you don't want me, because you've got too many dudes involved in your line already. So, the only logical thing to do is to eliminate one. One of you guys is going to get murdered.
Well, if it'll make you feel any better, Stu, Oscar and I will spend the night. I'll sleep in your spare bedroom, and Oscar will sleep on the couch. Okay, Stu, I guess it's about time to hit the hay.
But, Jeffy, it's only 4:15. Krautenheimer could walk through the door any second.
Stu, stop worrying. I told you he's only doing that to scare you.
Hey, what do you think you're doing? Hey, wait! I'm not who you think I am. Wait! Help! Help! Help!
Oh, no, not again.
Just ignore him, Stu. I bet he's trying to find out if we'll save him in your room as well as here in the living room.
Wait! I'm not who you think. Hey, stop!
Stu, you left your gun in your room with Trigger Happy Malloy.
No, I didn't, Jeffy. I have it right here, see?
Well, then, who?
How did he... He doesn't have one of his own.
Well, then where? Where? Frogneimer!
Ah, Benny got even with you, Stu Funfun. I finished you for good.
Frutenheimer!
Funfun, how did you get out here? Who's this I just killed?
Frutenheimer, you son of a bitch! You killed Oscar Malloy!
I meant to kill you, bastard!
You lousy freaking bastard!
Get back, he's got a gun!
So am I, Jimmy, go to the other room, look out!
You're next, Funfun, say your prayer!
I'm not afraid of you anymore, you piece of shit! Oh, you son of a bitch!
Stu! Are you okay? Stu!
Call an ambulance, Jeff.
Stu, thank God you're okay. Where's Frutenheimer?
He's around here somewhere, dead. Just follow the blood. Will you call an ambulance?
Why? He's dead!
For me, you big-nosed goon. He shot me in the arm.
Sure, Stu. Do you realize that you were still able to kill him after he shot you?
This pisses me off when someone thinks they're hot shit just because they've got a goddamn gun.
He must have come through your bedroom window. Oscar was right. He wasn't faking it. We could have helped him.
Oh, my God. Oscar. Oscar. Oscar's dead.
And now the conclusion of Oscar Cries Wolf.
Stu, I can't believe what's happening here.
Look, after they take me away, call the police and have them come over here and make notes. Tell them exactly what happened.
I'm not sure I know myself. I can't believe that Oscar is...
Don't say it, Jeff. You'll just make me mad again.
Hi, Stu. How you feeling?
Okay, I guess. How long am I supposed to stay in bed?
For about a week. You're lucky that bullet didn't do any physical damage to your shoulder.
Yeah, it only nicked it, but it hurts like hell.
Anyway, I'll be in the spare bedroom. Just holler if you need anything.
Thanks, Jeffy. I really appreciate you taking care of me until I get better. You can use the rest.
What the hell is that? It couldn't be Uncle Brucey. Christmas isn't until December.
Crazy. Bad. Bad. Crazy and bad.
Oh, my God. That sounds like Malloy. What's going on here?
Hi, Stu. Did you miss me?
Malloy! You're supposed to be dead. Why aren't you? Wait a minute. You can't be Malloy. You're over 6 feet tall and you're transparent.
Well, don't I look like Malloy?
You do, but he was just a little guy.
What's the matter, Stu? Is something wrong?
You're damn right something's wrong, Jeffy. Look, it's Malloy. And he's 6 feet tall and transparent.
Where's Stu? I don't see anyone.
He's standing right in front of you.
Sorry, Stu. You're the only one that can see and hear me.
What?
I didn't say anything, Stu.
Not you, Jeffy. I was talking to Malloy.
Stu, do you feel all right?
Stu, believe it or not, it's me, Oscar Malloy. I'm a full-fledged ghost, and only you can see and hear me. Now, do you believe me?
No!
You don't? I knew it, Stu. You're starting to imagine things now that Oscar is gone. I better call a psychiatrist. You're going to need a lot of help.
Jeffy, wait! Malloy is standing right here! Can't you see him?
Oh, boy. Stu, I'm not wasting any time. I'm going to call Dr. Heimyankel right away.
Are you satisfied now, Stu?
Malloy, how can you be here when you're dead? Unless I am cracking up.
The people up there, they saw how you reacted to my death. They assumed that you and I were really close, and so they granted us each a wish. I wanted to be tall, so they gave me height. And you wanted me back, so here I am. All yours, and no one else can see or hear me.
Gee, I have all the luck.
That's right, Doctor. He's in there now, talking to himself. What? What do you mean you don't believe me? Well, listen.
This whole thing is unreal, Malloy, and I don't believe it. Well, I can send you back for a refund or an exchange or something, can't I? Don't call me short stuff.
Yeah, I think it may have something to do with the death of one of our colleagues. He thinks he's back and grown 7 inches, which we all know is impossible.
Yes?
Yeah, I'd appreciate it if you could come right now, Doctor.
Yeah, bye.
Well, Jeffy, there you are. Listen, when you say goodbye, you say goodbye. Anyway, where's the patient?
I'm glad you're here, Doctor. Stu's in there.
Come on, Malloy, enough's enough. Am I on Truth or Consequences?
For your information, I am Dr. Heimyankel. Who are you talking to?
Before I answer that question, what kind of a doctor are you?
I'm a psychiatrist.
Jeffy, I'm gonna...
I'm sorry, Stu, but it was the only way to try and get an explanation for your bizarre behavior.
He always acts like that.
Shut up!
I'm sorry, Stu. Well, I'll leave you two alone.
Get out of here, Jeffy. Go, go,
now,
go.
Stuart, I want you to tell me exactly what is wrong with you.
There is nothing wrong with me except for this bullet wound on my shoulder.
Well, maybe that's affecting your brain.
What brain?
If I had a brain like yours, I wouldn't even donate it to medical science.
Fair now. I am medical science. Now tell me, what kind of images do you think you see?
Doc, there is nothing wrong with me.
It's always the person himself who's the last to know.
How'd you like a sock in the chin?
Now, let's not get our testicles in an uproar. Just tell me who and what you see.
Stu, do you want me to get rid of this guy?
With pleasure, Malloy.
My name is Heim Bianchel, not Malloy. Anyway, tell me.
Go ahead, Stu. Just watch the objects around your room.
Oh, okay. Doc, it all started when I was just a young boy. I would wake up in the middle of the night. What's the matter?
I can't believe what I've just seen.
Well, what's the matter?
That vase or the dresser, it jumped 5 feet in the air and smashed down on the floor.
Doctor, you've got to be kidding. A vase can't jump.
But I tell you, I saw it. I did see that. Oh, forget it. I have to get a good night's sleep. Too much sauerbraten for dinner again, I think. Proceed.
Yes. Now, as I was saying, it all started when...
No! No, this can't be possible!
I beg your pardon?
It's a record! Blew off your phonograph when it started playing itself?
How can a record play with itself? It doesn't have arms. Oh, well, maybe the phonograph arm.
No, I'm seeing things.
Terribly young.
I thought he was leaving tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Oh, no.
How can a TV set start up all by itself? I can't stand it!
Oh, Doctor, I like Top Cat. It's a good cartoon show.
I'm cracking up! I need a rest! Vacation! I'm going to Sweden!
Stu, why did the doctor leave? What is going on in here?
Nothing, Jeffy. Everything's fine. I feel great.
Well-